This is the Unconquered Podcast. Unbiased, unrivaled, and unconquered coverage and analysis of Florida State football.
At Florida State, we won national championships and ACC championships.
We're back to some basics, consistency in what we're doing. Guys getting a little banged and bruised, working a bunch of different situations, making progress.
You have to have success, so you know something, I can really do this.
This is the Unconquered Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Staples, football analyst at HoleDigest.com. Due to a significant house fire at my residence this week, we will be only doing a very short podcast, leaving you with a short interview with Duke Athletic Director Kevin White, who will tell us quite a bit about the new Florida State Athletic Director, Stan Wilcox. As soon as I'm able to get into a new situation and setup, we will come back to you with an analysis of the first game against Pittsburgh and the outstanding performance put on by Florida State freshman redshirt freshman quarterback Jameis Winston. But since at this point we do not have the facilities to engage in any longer podcast work, we will go right into the interview with Dr. Kevin White, the vice president and the athletic director at Duke University, who has worked extensively with Stan Wilcox, the new athletic director at Florida State, over the years. Due to a brief recording error at the beginning of this interview, we lost about the first 30 seconds where I asked Dr. White what it is that would make Stan Wilcox an outstanding athletic director for Florida State, and he began the answer by explaining how seasoned Stan Wilcox is, and we will be able to hear the rest of that answer starting in just a moment. So, segment two, with the interview with Dr. Kevin White from Duke University, begins now.
Year, or first of all, his time at the NCAA on staff, and then his 11-year tenure as associate commissioner of the Big East and deputy director at Notre Dame, and then senior deputy director here at Duke. I mean, this is a guy that's really prepared himself well over a long period of time, and so I don't know that there's anybody more seasoned and or experienced than Stan might be for that position. Other characteristics that jumped out at me, having worked with him for 8 years very closely and really knowing him 15 to 20 years. I mean, we know each other a long time. He's one of the most thoughtful guys I know. I mean, he and when people throw thoughtful around, they're a little, you know, they don't qualify that. I'm talking about deeply thoughtful. This guy, he looks at things from every prism. He's amazing in that regard. Beyond seasoned and thoughtful, the third thing I'd say about my great friend is he's unflappable. And he was always a great counterbalance to me because I am highly, highly flappable. And unfortunately, and he had the ability to ground me and to kind of get me, more even keeled in the rest of it. But he is absolutely unflappable. And I think he gets that from his mother, who was a saint here on earth, to be honest with you, his late mother. But then maybe the fourth characteristic, and these are the four that I see most prominently in him, is he's passionate. And he is really, really passionate about the plight of the student athlete. He was a student athlete. He played at a really high level, but he gets it, feels it, knows it, and it's dear to him that every kid has the best experience that he or she might be able to have. I mean, that is something he holds in really high regard. So those are the characteristics. Very quickly, as I look at his skills, some of them are play off of the characteristics, but the biggest skill that I think he's going to bring to Florida State and college athletics at the national level, now that he's in the chair, so to speak, is he's analytical. He's a great problem solver. He's, again, it comes with maybe that thoughtfulness that I tried to describe as a characteristic, but he is really an analytical person just by design and takes great pride in solving problems. The second best skill he has, Jason, he's got enormous relationship capacity. He creates relationships easily within his own skin, and then they're all sustainable. There are a zillion people in college athletics that have met Stan along the way that call him one of their closest friends, or call him one of their closest friends. I mean, he's just got that about him, and it's a very natural, very genuine kind of thing. But he has got enormous relationship capacity, and a friend. If you become a friend and loyalist of Stan's, it's kind of a lifetime tenure. I mean, it's an amazing thing. I've already said maybe the third skill. I kind of gave it up in the characteristics, but boy, he's evenly keeled. He never gets too high, never gets too low. He's amazing in that way, and I wish I were more that way. And then the last one, he's objective. I mean, that's some of us like to think we're objective, but we're really not. His innate intelligence, and he's very, very intelligent, always seems to manage his emotions. And if I could buy some of that over the counter, I would go to the pharmacy and buy it right now. His intellect always seems to manage his emotions. He's incredibly objective. I think that's the guy that you guys hired.
We're all very excited about, you know, to hear everything we keep hearing, and then, you know, the first few appearances that we've seen from him, you know, keep backing this all up, but we're all very excited whenever you hear these sorts of things said about somebody you just hired. Yeah.
People will love him, Jason. I mean, he will be respected and admired for all the right reasons, which is very cool.
And just to dovetail off of a couple things you said, you referenced how seasoned he is in terms of his experience. You know, how specifically, thinking about his experience working directly for the NCAA as an associate commissioner of a conference. I mean, you've been sitting in the athletic director's chair for a long time. I mean, you're one of the most highly thought of athletic directors around. How do those experiences in particular really help prepare him, or, you know, maybe how does that sort of thing give him, you know, additional clout in terms of having a seat at the table when major decisions are being made, that sort of thing? I mean, that's one of the things we're also very interested in sort of knowing how that side of things works.
Well, there's one thing I need to say. I've been really, really lucky in my career because I've been surrounded by an incredible group of people over 32 years, and I'd have to put Stan at the top of any list that in terms of people that I was fortunate enough to be around and that kept me in play at a reasonably good level. So I owe a lot to Stan and all the others that I've been with. So that would be one thing. Second, to the genesis of your question, I would respond that he comes to you with a whole a myriad of perceptions that I really didn't have. I was pretty singularly focused. I went to the athletic director position at age 32, and although I maybe have endeavored to kind of be the conduit from athletics to the academy and from the academy back to athletics and to kind of be a good campus citizen and really understand higher education, Stan's lived in other worlds. I've not lived in other worlds. So his perception is much broader than mine. He was at the national office. He played a huge role in the Big East when the Big East was really rocking and rolling. And then he came to South Bend with a fairly high-profile program and played just an enormous role, and he repeated that here at Duke. And so he comes to you with 8 years of campus experience. I don't know what the total, if you would add it all up, maybe 25 years of aggregate experience, but in a number of different places that will just make him bigger, faster, and stronger. And as I look back, if I could rework my humble beginnings, I think to have an opportunity to be in a myriad of places is far better than just being in the foxhole I've resided in for 32 years.
Yeah, I can, there's no going back on those things. I can see how that could work well on either side, of course.
And Jason, I didn't say this, but just think of all the people he's met along the way, because I'm using an expression, but he's played, you know, he's played in all those different concert halls, and so he knows everybody, and everybody knows him, and he's got relationships with everybody, because I've already told you he's a great relationship person, and he has sustainable relationships. There isn't anyone in our business doesn't know Stan Wilcox and doesn't admire and respect him. So that's the guy you got. I mean, you got a guy that brought in about 25 years of relationships. So when he goes to the proverbial table and when he says something, people are going to take notice, pay attention, and quite frankly, be deferential.
Yeah, that's can't say much more than that. I do have one other question, and this is the one thing that I keep seeing get brought up among FSU sort of partisans. As you know, Florida State's a national brand, a top program, but they've never had the deep pockets that some of the other programs at the top have had. And I know some of the folks have been really hoping that the new AD would be able to help out on that side of things. Now, I know at Duke, you guys recently, you have the, what is it, the Duke Forward fundraising program that's just started to increase financial support, upgrade facilities, and so on. I guess my question is, what role did Stan have, whenever he was, has been under you, or, you know, especially at Duke with this latest thing? Sort of on the fundraising side, obviously, if you're good at building relationships, you're gonna have some success in fundraising.
That's my answer, Jason.
Okay.
He is so genuine and so admired that when he goes out and tells the futuristic story, people buy in. And what kind of role did he have here at Notre Dame? Enormous. I mean, we've got five or six people at Duke, and we had five or six people at Notre Dame that knew all the words to the song, so to speak. And I say that not to be silly, but you got to have a good story, and you got to get people excited, and then you better deliver and or over-deliver what you're out there marketing. You know, Stan was good at all of that. He gets all of that, and he'll figure out just what you guys need to do, and he'll figure out the best approach, and then he'll execute the plan. He'll be sensational at that.
Well, I think that pretty well covers everything that I really could ask. I mean, you've been this has been enlightening. It's been very helpful. I don't want to take any more of your time. I really appreciate.
Hey, yeah, I'm honored that you would call.
I really appreciate the time. All the best
all right.
as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye.
All right, that again was Dr. Kevin White, Vice President and Athletic Director at Duke University. Special thanks, just immense thanks to Dr. White for being willing to spend this time with us and fill us in about Florida State's new athletic director. And again, we will, on the Unconquered podcast, be back soon, as we're able to get things set back up from the fire. So signing off, this is Jason Staples from Noll Digest on behalf of the rest of the Noll Digest staff. We'll see you next time.